from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Chris, Mad Dog, Russo.
You guys are the best. The both of you.
Afternoons on the Score.
Tonight at Globe Life Field, and in unison with fans and supporters watching at home, we deliver a powerful message as we join our partners, Stand Up to Cancer and MasterCard, in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Major League Baseball, together with our fans, players, coaches, and umpires, are united in our determination to defeat this disease for our friends, our families, and our communities. We all stand together. Let's go to Kevin Burkhardt, who's with CC Sabathia, for more on what MasterCard is doing in the fight against cancer.
Joe, thanks so much. CC, I know you've been affected by cancer personally. When you look around the stadium tonight, seeing everyone standing up to cancer, what does that mean to you?
It's special. You know, like you said, it's something I've dealt with my family, and to see everybody here supporting this great cause, it feels good.
It's one of the truly great philanthropic moments in American professional sports during the All-Star Game and the World Series, when they stop the game and everybody in the stands has the placard and they stand up for someone with cancer, either someone who is currently going through their cancer journey or had passed away, themselves. And it's not just the fans. The broadcasters stand, the players stand, the manager stand, the umpires stand. Everybody does it. And if people do not know, it's very cool. I've been working on this for a long, long, long time. August 17th, so 1 month from today, is the first time that moment that you saw at the All-Star game last night will be at a local ballpark. It's going to be at Wrigley Field for Cubs-Blue Jays on August 17th. It's a part of the Cubs for a Cure weekend that we are partnering here at The Score with our partners over at the Chicago Cubs. And 4 weeks from tomorrow, the Radiothon is back. August 15th to the 16th, doing the 24-hour broadcast with all of the money going towards cancer research, either through Stand Up to Cancer, one of the largest cancer research charities in the world, and Brain Up, the local brain cancer research charity right here in Chicago that I'm on the board of directors of. And been working on this for a long, long time. But if people want to go to the game and you're like, I've never been to that, that's a cool moment, I want to honor someone with cancer, I want to do that, but I'm not going to go to an All-Star game or a World Series, get your ticket for August 17th. And it's going to happen at Wrigley Field. It's going to be really, really cool.
That's really cool. I didn't realize. First time it's ever been done at a local ballpark. They've done it at the World Series. They've done it at All-Star Games.
Yep. That's where they've done it, because it's the official charity partner of Major League Baseball. But Crane Kenny had the idea. He's like, I want to bring this to Wrigley. And he approached me with, do you want to partner up with basically his ballpark, our Radiothon, and do a big thing? And so we've been working on it since... I mean, last July was when we got the idea, so it's been over a year at this point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been really ramping up the last... But, I mean, so Rhino is going to be in studio telling his story. Jameson Taillon is going to be on the show, on the station. It's one big show. It's 24 hours telling his story. We're hoping that John Lester will be in. There's a bunch of celebrities that have expressed some interest in coming on. There's doctors, some of the best oncologists in the world work right here at some of the Chicago area hospitals. They're going to be coming on to talk about the value of research in the brain cancer field, current patients, both pediatric and families of patients and the whole thing. It's going to be, I'm hopeful, knock on wood, largest fundraiser in the history of this radio station. Goal's $1 million. So it's going to be pretty huge, man. It's going to be pretty huge.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Cubs for a Cure. August 17th, if you want to go to the game, the 15th to the 16th, the score is going to sound a little different. We're going to be raising money for cancer research.
So 24 hours of Danny Parkins. You'll be sitting in with every show as per the Radiothon ethos, and you'll be wide awake for 24 hours.
Overnights are back for this. So it starts at 10 a.m. on the 15th. I think Dan is moving Jason back into college, so it'll be Lawrence and I from 10 to 2. You and me, 2 to 6. I think Haw is also out, so me and Mully finishing it in the morning, and then the nights and overnights are still being worked out, but I know that Mark Grody has committed to doing the Les Grobstein overnight shift as well. But we're going to have, everyone is chipping in. It's been a great, unbelievable team effort. And, there is still time, though. If your company wants to get involved, it's like one of the one days that it's not really about advertising and that sort of thing. But so we're looking for more dollar-for-dollar sponsors. You could sponsor an hour, get your company's name out there. Whole bunch of times. Russ Armstrong has stepped up. Jeffrey Lamort Salons has stepped up. Bunch of local businesses. Matt Doherty, good people over there at Four Corners, they've stepped up in a big way. So we got some great Chicago institutions that are stepping up. And David Hochberg, of course, being generous, donated a suite to the Hawks game. So we're going to have opportunities for tickets and experiences and autograph memorabilia, opportunities for your donation to be doubled through corporate match. It's going to be a pretty big event, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I know how hard you've been working on it and how passionate you are about it. And it'll be a really, really cool day of radio. And then that should be a very memorable Saturday there at Wrigley Field.
And they're doing the Cubs are donating the 50-50 raffle proceeds. There's going to be special merchandise and they're going to be wearing different shirts and different cleats and like the whole thing. The Cubs are blowing. They're using all of the power of Wrigley Field and the Cubs for this Cubs for a Cure weekend. And it'll just how you listen to the score. It'll be on the Odyssey app, the score, YouTube, Twitch. So, we're turning over the power of this radio station and you, the score audience, the score heads, we're going to try. This is going to be one of the biggest philanthropic days, hopefully, that any media outlet in the history of the city has ever done. So August 15th to the 16th, you can DM me if you want to get involved, or there's a Gmail address, 670radiothon@gmail.com. So we're going to be raising a ton of money for cancer research, 670radiothon@gmail.com.
Very, very cool. Yep. Love that the Cubs are involved and on board and in the full way as a partner.
Yeah, no, they've been unbelievable. Really could not ask for more as partners in this. A couple of pieces of Bears news coming out of rookie training camp reports. Kieran Amagaje, the third round pick, has been placed on the non-football injury list. You remember his college season was cut short where he had, I think it was a quad injury. He had a surgery to repair a torn quad. Mm-hmm. So he is on the non-football injury list designation at this point. And then Mike Florio is reporting on Caleb Williams' contract.
Yeah, he's been chasing this story all day. And it initially had earlier in the day that Caleb was trying to have a deal where the Bears could not use the franchise tag on him at the end of the deal. And that didn't work. But we're also now told via Florio that multiple sources told PFT an attempt to get Williams paid as an LLC, as his own small company. The collective bargaining agreement doesn't seem to foreclose it, but the league decided that it does. So there was another approach where they were looking to be paid. Caleb was looking to be paid as a forgivable loan, which would have resulted in Caleb getting the money tax-free until the loan was forgiven, as many as 10 years into the future. The Bears, though, also nixed that idea. So this was the delay, was Caleb pushing at various different ideas, trying to creatively make this a unique contract and use whatever leverage the number one overall pick thought that he had.
That's really smart, the LLC part. You have an LLC, right?
I do have an LLC. It's called, you know what it's called? Good Vibes, babe.
Amazing.
It's true.
Mine is the game is the game.
There you go.
Yeah, LLC.
So, and as an LLC, you can get paid to do, you know, I use it for Tributosaurus stuff. I use it for all sorts of other things. And then you deal with your tax attorney and you file things the right way. And it can be advantageous, obviously.
Yeah, with LLC, S-Corps, things like that. I mean, there's benefits for your kids, for things from like company cars, different things like that. So that's a pretty smart idea.
Shane, what's your LLC, by the way? You never told me.
Thank you for asking. It's Shane's Massive Meat.
LLC.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Danny? Sam?
Having a lot of fun and making a lot of money. Incorporated.
That's long. That's a lot of characters.
It's wordy, you know, but it's what I do.
Yeah. Well, Spiegs has come up with a new game. I love to pick a player. Spiegs is going to lead us through an exercise of pluck a player next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.